Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
Yeah. Friday, something we've never seen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including live teaching, altar call, prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I am a church on fire all by myself. Our topic for today is push through today. Push through. And our scripture comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Call in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Save that in your phone. But if you can't call in live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my website, feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. But your best bet is just to follow the show. That way the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and it's available for you to listen to all day at any time you want. You just click that text, and there's a link in it, and it will take you straight to the recording. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. All of that information, if you were unable to write it down, is on my website, feeldefire.com. Let's get into this word. Romans 8, chapter verses 38 through 39, reading from the KJV. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it out loud right now. Push through today. The only thing or person who can stop you is you. You see, you can be your greatest friend, but you can also be your greatest enemy. It is the fear of success that sometimes, or really a lot of times, impedes us moving forward. Now, did you just hear what I said? I didn't say the fear of failure, because, you know, if we fail, we'll just say, oh, we fell down, but we got up. Or, you know, nobody's perfect. Or, okay, so I failed, I'll try again. No. Because when we fail, failure, it ratifies the fallacy or the imperfection of our humanity, so it's acceptable. But to succeed, to actually win, to actually accomplish what you set out to do, now levels you, or if they say level up, it puts you in a whole different here, because once you've succeeded, you cannot ever rest on the excuse anymore of I couldn't do it. Once you actually open that business and do well, once you actually get out of that abusive relationship, once you stop using drugs or, you know, get off, stop falling off the wagon and alcoholism, once you stop prostituting your body, once you stop letting a man or woman run all over you, once you stop running behind a man or woman like you a dog in heat because you have that little self-esteem about yourself because you don't see yourself the way God sees you, once you actually save up a few $1,000s in the bank, am I talking to anybody today? Once you actually get that college education, once you actually are promoted, you are no longer free to say, well, I just couldn't help it. Well, I couldn't do it. It's my mother's fault. It's my father's fault. I came from poverty. My family got a bad name. You can no longer use those excuses anymore. This is why sometimes people are afraid to push through. Or they're afraid to keep going. But in Romans 8:38-39, Paul said, let me tell you something. Nothing that comes in your life can separate you from the love of God, the blessings of God, the destiny and purpose of God, the elevation of God, the strength of God manifested in you. Nothing can separate you from the blood of Jesus, his protection, his compassion, grace and mercy, but you. He said, I'm persuaded. I'm convinced. It's irrefutable. That not even death or life, angels, principalities, in other words, things in the spiritual realm, attacks of the enemy, no power, no thing present in your life right now, nor anything to come. There is no height, he says, nor depth. There's any creature that's nothing able to separate you for what God has for you. But guess who? But you. When you stop believing, when you stop pressing, when you stop trying, you are the one. You are the cause of your failure because you're too afraid of pushing through to success. When you push through, you see, you will lose some friends. Some of you are afraid of losing some friends. You will gain more enemies because, you know, misery loves company and crabs in a barrel like to stick together. So when you were broke, busted, and disgusted and couldn't be trusted, when you were down and out, everybody loved you because you are operating in the same misery, gossip, and backstabbing, the same low-life level that they existed in. I mean, you came out of the same neighborhood, didn't you? Or out of the same family, out of the same home. How dare you do better than the others? How dare you do better than your friends? How dare you do better on your job? How dare you be a woman of virtue, you know, because they're calling you Miss Goody Two Shoes? How dare you stand for Christ? How dare you be a prayer warrior and intercessor? How dare you be a witness of the gospel and the goodness of Jesus? No, we want you down here where we are. Stay in the failure. Stay in unbelief. Stay in depression. Stay in I can't make it. Don't you push through. Don't you push through. Don't you push through, because your success, glory, not only means that you could have done it earlier, but it means that we also now got to look at ourselves. You see, the higher you go, the lonelier it gets. That's why there's a cliche, it's lonely at the top. Because people begin to latch on to you only for greed or only to ride your coattails, only for their ulterior motives. So your circle gets smaller, but you got to understand it's all right to lose people. It's all right to shake off leeches. They've been sucking the blood out of you for so long anyway. It's all right to shake off parasites. They've been attached to you and afflicting you anyway. It's all right to kill weeds. You don't need them in the garden of your life coming in and strangling every flower in you that tries to blossom. It's all right to push through. It's all right to push through. You ought to want to push through. There is nobody, there is nothing, there's nothing that can separate you from pushing through to success. But you don't be your own worst enemy. Ooh, I know this is powerful, but we don't get but 15 minutes on Daily Fire, and we got to get ready to go into prayer. Say, I will push through today. Say it again, I will push through today. Say, no matter who, but no matter what comes against me, I will push through today. I am no longer afraid of achieving success. Oh, isn't that powerful? All right, we got to go into prayer. Come on and let's praise God. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're on fire here today on Daily Fire because, God, we've now been challenged to push through. It's now been explained to us why we've been failing to push through as well as why we should push through. So we are no longer going to allow things or people or situations, even principalities, to separate us from the love of you, the goodness of you, the blessings of you, the favor of you, the mercies of you. Father, we will push through to success. We are no longer going to stay in the bottom of the barrel with the grab mentality. We are shaking off leeches, shaking off parasites, getting the weeds out of the garden of our lives. We are changing our mindset to level up to the next level, the higher level in you. Father, today we are pushing through, pressing our way. We are pushing through, pressing our way. We are pushing through, pressing our way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Come on and say, I'm pushing through today. Hallelujah. Let me do the altar call, and then I'll assign your task for this weekend, for not only today, but this whole weekend. If you are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin and ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Listen, everyone, make sure that you're going to church this weekend and make sure that you do not miss your daily devotional on Daily Fire with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Remember, all of the tune-in information is on my website, feelthefire.com. Follow. Just go ahead now. Text the letters DF or the message DF. Those are only two letters that should be in the message. DF to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text so you'll know you're following. Again, send the message DF to phone number 33222. If you don't have a church home or you don't have anywhere to go and you're in the Miami area, we would love to have you this Sunday at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Pastor Errol Cooper Sr., First Lady Tony Cooper, that's my church, and I tell you I love it. We are located at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue in Miami. Again, our address and all of this information is on my website. If you couldn't write it down, church starts at 11 and Sunday school starts at 9. And we have a large Sunday school, so if you have children, they are welcome. Sometimes the children's class even beats the adults' class in giving offerings, so they've even pushed us forward. A large class, and the kids will really love it. We also provide snacks and refreshments after Sunday school for the kids, and then we have coffee and everything for the adults. So it's a great church. You will love it. We are great in fellowshipping, and you'll have a great time, and we don't stay in church all day. So again, that's First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. All right, now listen. Your topic for today is push through today. Your task for today and this entire weekend is to press forward to success. Do not be afraid of succeeding. Whatever it is that has been in your mind to do, you do it. Because you're going to do what? You keep pushing through, pushing through, pushing through. Press your way you are. Pushing through, pushing through, pushing through. Press your way you are. What? Press your way you are. What? Through, pushing through, pushing through. Press your way you keep what? Yes, push through. I'll see you Monday at 7 a.m. This is your time. Don't be your own worst enemy.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.